Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darmalars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. The Darmalars podcast begins now.
Look over there, come over here, and listen to the Darmalars podcast with Ralph.
That's me.
And me, Ben. And what we got producer Ryan with the wheels of steel and the bed of orange, as usual.
Sweet.
What's going on, Ralph?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing is going on.
You're like, you know what's funny? It's like, there have been episodes that you hated that I felt more confident about doing a podcast about.
Yes.
you just don't really feel like there's going to be anything to say this week.
I really don't feel like there's anything to say this week.
There's tons of stuff to say. What's been going on in your world? What's going on?
Nothing. I did post a blog today, late in the game, but I got my annual email from my dad.
Is it like a happy birthday email?
Yeah, it's my happy birthday email, which is usually, you know, a day before or a day behind because he can't get it pinpointed.
He just knows it's generally around here.
So I opened it up, and I'm like, okay, cool. He wrote, you know, hey, it's I know... He said, I'm not going to be by a computer this weekend, so I have to send you this now.
Okay, well, that helps.
Awesome. Awesome.
He should have thought of that one years ago.
Yeah, so that worked out great. But he only, like, wrote two things. It was that, and then it said, you know, I hope you have a good time with, like, your family and friends.
Not
bad. All right, cool. And then he wrote, you're 29 this year, right? How fucking funny is that?
I mean... You're 20. Yeah, you're 29.
No.
You're 29 for the first
it,
month and a half
he
of this
definitely
year.
Made it was like, this is your 29th, right?
Oh, jeez.
So that was fun.
So I guess he just doesn't remember, really.
I guess. What a weirdo.
Yeah.
But you know what I thought about doing?
What's that?
Was saying, well, no, what was? Let's see. You left my mom when I was 18 because you wanted to wait till I was old enough, and it's been,
math. Like 12 years.
Yeah. So, anyway, that happened.
Wow.
It was pretty funny.
Well, happy birthday from me. I know you're turning 30.
Yes, you do know I'm turning 30.
Because we've made enough Logan's Run jokes to really kind of hammer that point home.
If my voice sounds different this week than next week's.
Because you're becoming
a man.
Because
I turn old in 2 days.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be more dusty.
And if you hear squeaks next week, that's my walker.
Yeah, I'm already posting from the other side of that great divide, and I got to tell you, I want all you kids off my fucking lawn right now.
Stay off the grass.
Stay off the grass.
And keep that music down.
Yeah, that's right. Old people are generally concerned with the loudness of music. I've noticed.
This is going to be the 1 week where Ben and I are the same age.
That's right. I was born exactly a week and a year after Ralph. So we have like a period of congruence.
Week and a week before me.
Before. After. Oh, yeah. A year before and a week out. Oh, fuck it. You're right. There's 51 weeks
before. I was born a week and a year after you.
There you go. Now we got it right.
You're old. Once again.
So
we're both going to, well, I'm
we
not
We can go to all the
right
exactly 30 clubs.
Yeah.
Which are so hot these days.
Yeah.
Speaking of 30, we were also talking about 30 Rock earlier.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's. Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody out there.
I think we said that last week.
Well, then go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, fuck it. You guys.
I am not saying that shit twice.
You guys
should
have celebrated last week.
Yeah.
Jerks.
I guess we jumped the gun.
No.
Which sounds like my Valentine's. No,
because it's better to give someone an early Valentine's than a belated Valentine's.
See,
because then they go through all of Valentine's depressed.
You know, now I do have a pet peeve about it.
What? Why? Because the M in Valentine's?
Yeah, because it's an N. It's an N as in Nevada, not an M as in Michael.
Does it buggy if people don't put an apostrophe before the S?
Oh, God, I hate apostrophes. I hate misuse of apostrophes. That is like an
But if it's Valentine's Day.
There's definitely an apostrophe in Valentine's
okay,
Day.
Okay, good.
Unless it's multiple Valentines. Yeah, well, the use of apostrophes is well documented, and I come down on the side of right. Let's just put it that way.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's. It's like saying Frankenstein instead of Frankenstein's monster. It shouldn't bug you, but if you're anal enough, it does.
I'm anal enough about Frankenstein's monster.
Ooh, that probably hurts.
It is. Fire bad.
the new Pirates game came out this week. Pirates card game.
Oh, yeah. Ben, if you guys don't know, which you probably don't, Ben is into this Pirates game. It's a card game, and you take the parts of the card apart, and it's like a miniature model of a boat or
a little pirate ships,
or
a
clipper.
Yeah, well, a whole bunch of different kinds.
Or
and then
schooner.
You either try to take each other's treasure or shoot each other, but actually what I do is just look at the ships because no one will play with me.
Yeah.
But this week a new series came out on...
There's a series of Star Wars ones coming out, I've seen.
Yes.
All right. My TIE Fighter will beat your schooner.
Dude, TIE Fighter versus a Viking longship.
I have
There's like a shuttle Tidarium and a Millennium Falcon. And
They will all kick the crap out of...
Of any pirate ship, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably what with like lasers and stuff.
Yeah. Stupid pirates with their cannonballs.
Yeah. So that was my week, is waiting for that and calling the game store and saying, hey, do you have them yet? And then going there and picking them up.
Wow.
Yep.
So how long were you waiting for those?
Well, you said, it's funny, is like I just kind of forget about them for a while. Like I have my own ones, but I forget about new ones coming out. And then I just randomly spot check the website. And then the last time I did that was like mid-January. And they're like, new set coming out mid-February.
So like a month?
So about a month, yeah.
That's
I wasn't
awesome.
Waiting with bated breath or anything. I went on with my life.
Oh,
I was waiting with stinky breath. Ryan seems
like
to indicate.
I'm in like an opposite boat. I've been waiting for 3 months for something.
Oh, yeah.
And I found out recently, because it was supposed to come out the 7th, 7 days before Valentine's, that... that it was supposed to come out the 7th of February,
right?
And then they pushed it back to March, and just right before we started recording, it's coming out late April, and I'm very, very, very frustrated.
For those of you listening at home, or in your cars, or wherever you listen.
In the gym.
While you're on the treadmill. Ralph is a huge fan of Madman.
Madman is a comic book by Michael Allred.
And they're coming out with a book called Gargantua?
Yes.
Which is a collection of every Madman ever, pretty much.
Yes, except for the Superman crossover.
Listen to this
Madman Superman hullabaloo.
You're more of a nerd than you ever are. That's,
but
that's
I'm
so
only
weird.
Like I'm only a nerd about this.
You're more of
one
a nerd
specific comic book
than I thought. And
Star Wars
and
Lost and
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a nerd.
But other than that.
But seriously, like this comic book is a comic book that was like the thing that I read.
Oh, and it was a while ago. And
I didn't get to read all of them.
And you keep hoping that you can.
Yeah,
now
and
here
I
comes
have,
your chance.
I have four of them left from when I was
from
in
the glory
early
days.
High school. And
a long, long ago.
There are two back-to-back issues, and the last one ends on a cliffhanger.
And you never got to
and
know.
And I want that book.
And so here comes this book that's supposed to have it all, and they keep pushing it back on him. And on the outside, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Stevie got it for me for my birthday.
Hooray!
It came out, you know,
nine days
before my birthday.
It's the same as Will Shakespeare's.
Yeah. What?
It comes out on like April 21.
April
the 21.
24th. Which is the Ides of March.
Yeah. April 24th. That's the Ides of March.
I am so stoked talking about other stuff.
Because you don't want to get into it.
Normally, I would just say, hey, okay, let's get into Lost so that we can keep our episode, you know, at a good, reasonable time. But
not so much?
Okay, let's get into this. Let's start talking about that.
You know what I want to talk about is, I see this every week and I forget to bring it up. Is that a bong on your desk or is it a candle?
It's a lamp.
It's a lamp.
It's a lamp.
Shaped like a bong?
It's sort of shaped like a bong. It doesn't have the contact. Is that what thing's called? No, I really don't know.
It doesn't
really
have the thing
know.
That holds the weed.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a
well, then you're safe. No cops
now
can
I have
bust
to
you.
Put a picture up of it so people know what I'm talking about.
You should.
My mom gave it to me.
Oh.
She got it from India.
A head shop.
She got it from India. It's a lamp.
Okay.
And you cannot retrofit it to be a bong.
I'm just going to have to go buy a didgeridoo, like the original plan.
The bongeridoo?
The didgeridoober.
God, people are going to think we're fucking drug smokers.
I know, yeah, we're going to be like now the stoners. But
I don't smoke drugs.
I don't advocate the use of marijuana. But
Ryan's holding
like
up his hands to indicate that this show is running long. But what I'm trying to convey is there's not a lot I want to talk about Lost.
That
so,
part's going to be short, so this part might as well be long.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
The Office was awesome last night.
Don't tell me. Shh. I'm spoiler free for The Office.
All right.
I had school.
Well, this show's going up on Saturday, so.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, go ahead and tell me about it then, because by the time the show goes up, I'll have watched it.
Okay. What do you?
I just killed Ryan's brain.
Speaking of killing brain and time traveling and altering time, let's get to Lost,
let's
guys.
Let's get to Lost.
For those of you that haven't switched to the next chapter.
Yeah, do we have an awesome overproduced outro for this?
No.
Okay, well, let's
I don't want to find one.
All right, let's get to Lost.
In post.
Dig it. Dig it. Dig it. Dig it. Check it out.
Flashes before your eyes.
3X08.
Yeah.
Sears commercial on ABC.com, which I've noticed the past couple weeks. They've omitted the commercial breaks.
They've just been
showing
it.
There's no commercial straight through.
I wonder how having these episodes on computers is affecting the rating.
They don't.
They're making them up, or I need to be louder.
They don't. They don't.
They don't.
They don't count them.
They don't count them, but people are probably watching them.
Yeah, but they don't.
People that aren't watching them at home.
Yep.
So
it's hurting the rating.
That sucks.
So
it doesn't suck.
It does suck.
It does. Okay. Yeah. 3x08, life flashes before your eyes. Desmond David Hume.
Yep.
Future man.
Speaking of middle names, here's one of my notes. I'm going to get in my notes already before we get into actual conversation.
Do the whole note.
Do you know the note I'm going to talk about right now?
Just do all your notes.
Speaking of middle names.
No.
Charlie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hieronymus.
Pace. Charlie Hieronymus.
Do we know that?
What's that?
Do we know that?
I don't know if we know it now.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I thought,
no,
it was a funny middle name.
I don't think
does David or David Jesus does Desmond even know Charlie's last name?
Maybe he knows him from Drive Shaft, or were they popular before he got lost? I don't know.
Who knows?
But yeah, Hieronymus.
That's pretty awesome.
Did you look that up? Did you do any like Lost searches?
That's the only freeze frame I did while watching the episode a second time.
Hieronymus Bosch did a series of paintings called The Garden of Earthly Delights, if I remember correctly.
Don't look at me for verification.
Brian
no
Moore?
Idea.
Never mind. Well, Hieronymus Bosch did some paintings, and they were about like hell and heaven and stuff.
Is he from Hieronymus Jackson?
Yes.
Let's go through my notes. My
go
first,
through.
Which aren't very plentiful this week, because I feel that the episode was pretty self-contained. There's not really a whole lot we can discuss that the episode didn't already emphasize.
Yeah.
I mean,
got like
we could sit here and do a recap, but that's not our style.
That's not what we do. Do your notes.
Let's do our notes.
I'll riff on them.
And this goes back to episode Further Instructions, I believe, of the Darmalars, where Jorge called in and said for us not to worry about
sweat their haircuts.
Hair continuity.
And he's totally right.
He's totally right.
But
I do want to say something. We all noticed Claire's new bangs.
Which I totally noticed.
I thought she looked good.
I thought that I wanted to bangs her.
Is her hair normally straight, right? It looked like wavy.
I think her hair is
curly.
Kind of windswept. They're on an island.
But it was like curly and bangs.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was
cool.
A
little browner.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little more brown than blonde than normal. Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was all right.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. No.
But yeah, there was that first couple scenes with Charlie and Hurley. There was some hair continuity, but I'm not going to bring it up. But Charlie's beard was all over the place.
You already brought it up.
But the one thing I do want to mention is there's something that I noticed in the past couple episodes that Charlie's appeared in, which have been like, you know.
This one?
he looks different. And I think it's more than just his hair.
You mentioned that earlier.
It looks like he had a chin reduction. if that sounds strange to you. I mean,
it does sound strange to me, but there are surgeries galore in the world.
Yeah, but he had this pronounced chin. That it's like one of those Bruce Campbell chins where you're like, that's an epic chin. That's an awesome chin.
That's a chin.
And then he's kind of got like the butt chin going. So it's like, dude, how epic is your chin? Like, that's rad.
But
like,
then,
to have like a superhero type of chin is awesome.
To like, have like a chin that you
like
could
Robert
hit
Parr.
Like who?
Robert Parr.
Yeah, that's a chin.
Bob Parr.
Jeez.
So it's like, I just feel like it's just strange to me.
Well, maybe it's an optical illusion. Maybe he got
the way his hair is shorter kind of makes his facial features different.
Yeah, or maybe it's that swirly thing on his face. That's an optical illusion too.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like that tuning fork that you can see all three at the same time.
Maybe his cheeks are puffier.
Maybe his cheeks are puffier. Maybe. I don't see it, but I did notice that he looks different. I thought he looked skinnier.
Maybe it's
Can you
skinnier.
Lose weight in your chin?
I gained weight in my chin. Look at my chin. It's strange.
We talked about someone gaining weight in the nose at work today. Wow.
When Desmond came out of the jungle to get Charlie.
Yes.
He said, both of you come with me to Charlie and Hurley.
Yes.
I have a theory, guys.
They're the comic relief squad.
And I'm jumping ahead in time here, which is okay for
this
episode.
That's fine. That's what we do.
Do you, Ben, think that it is, in fact, Charlie that is going to be in the face of death?
Yeah, it's Charlie that Desmond was saving, and he was bringing Charlie away from the beach so he could run out and save Claire without Charlie getting into the ocean.
Now,
because Charlie can't swim.
Desmond saved Charlie from...
Or surf.
Charlie saved... Or Desmond saved Charlie from jumping into the ocean in this episode.
Yes.
And a couple of episodes, he saved him also...
From a lightning strike. Yeah.
But he did ask Hurley to go in the woods, in the jungle, and Hurley was also there at the lightning strike.
At the lightning strike.
And they obviously have some kind of connection going, what with them discovering each other after the explosion of the bunker.
Well,
now but this is what I'm saying. Lost is never straightforward.
It's not straightforward. It's not the first thing you think.
Yes. And I have a feeling that this might be a double switch, that it may in fact be Hurley who's actually in trouble, because Desmond didn't get the make your own kind of music pub scene right the first time.
So
maybe his vision isn't completely clear.
Remember completely.
Yeah. So I have this feeling, and I'm hoping this is it, because I think it'll be a pretty cool storyline if Hurley is the one that's constantly in the, facing death, and his storyline this season is his bad luck coming into play more.
His jinx.
Like, we might see a lot more accidents happen to Hurley. He blames it on his bad luck when it's really this fate that Desmond sees.
Course corrections.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I mean, I think it makes more sense for you to, when you were saying that maybe Desmond didn't get a clear picture, because I don't think he'd be lying about it if he's going to go ahead and come clean to Charlie. But that is an interesting twist on it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I hope neither of them die. I really like Hurley and Charlie.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that this would be a really cool storyline for Hurley, who's known for being in bad luck. You know, just to. For him to have uber bad luck and have him overcome it throughout the season.
We're talking about how Lost always throws a twist at you. I mean, I did figure out that it looked like Claire was dying a lot.
Yeah.
And then because I thought I'd figured that out, I didn't spend any time thinking about the fact that it might have been someone else, and it turned out to be Charlie.
Do you think this has to do with him hanging from the tree?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a long time to go for a, quote, course correction, end quote. But, yeah, I mean, hanging from a tree, getting hit by all of Rousseau's...
Or
rocks.
Maybe the course was trying to be corrected during Fire Plus Water with all the dreams.
Yeah.
Maybe it was something that similar to happened to Echo with his visions of Yemi. Like, I'm wondering if his visions were caused by the smoke monster, because the smoke monster has it out for Charlie now.
Maybe. Maybe he's meant to die.
Like, Echo's now done. Now it's your turn, dude.
Yeah. I don't know, man, but I hear that we'll be getting some answers soon, right? But we'll save that for later.
Who knows?
Give us some more notes.
Hold on. Keep talking about that. That was good stuff.
Well, my whole question was, do you think it was actually time travel, or do you think it was just him remembering?
It was a conscious flashback.
So he was remembering back in time so much so that he was actually... in his own body back in time.
He, in his mind,
somewhere in time,
he knew he was having a flashback and was relating that to what's happening now, as the people just remembering things from their past.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
I was saying, like, whether he actually went back in time or was just having this, like, hallucination. You know, it could have happened in a matter of seconds and he was just hallucinating it, or he could have actually, found himself temporarily shunted or whatever. I think that the jeweler lady is the one of the island things, like the black smoke monster or something different.
That lady, I think, may have confused some people. Like, it was a strange concept.
Yeah.
Like a subconscious. But a lot of the stuff she was saying, I thought, if Locke were to be saying that stuff, we would totally get a grasp of what she was doing. Talking about fate
and
talking
destiny.
About destiny and making decisions,
yeah.
for the greater good. So, I mean, you know, hey.
What I'm starting to believe is that there's the smoke monster and possibly, or maybe also the smoke monster is the same thing that appeared as Yemi to Echo. Mm-hmm. And that same thing was what appeared as the jeweler in Desmond's flashbacks. And I said today that this was like the first episode, if he did travel in time, this is the first episode without a flashback. But then someone pointed out to me, no, because even if it was just, even if he was traveling in time, he was still telling them the story on the beach about a couple of days before.
Yeah.
So it was still a flashback.
Okay.
What else you got?
This line just cracked me up because I took my notes today. And I was just looking for anything to talk about. there's a line that Charlie said to Claire when she was talking with Desmond. It said, "I thought you were going to be 5 minutes. Aaron's starving." Which I'm sure Charlie's just excited to watch her feed Aaron.
Yeah, exactly. "I haven't seen your babes in so long." That's my Charlie. I'm really good at that. "I haven't seen my babes in so long. I think Aaron's hungry. I'm all out of toaster biscuits." Her boobs look like they've got butter inside.
"It makes my mouth water."
Well, that part's true.
As I was watching again today, watch it on the second time, you kind of get more from episodes.
Thanks for the advice.
Fate gives Desmond the McCutcheon. Junk.
The McCutcheon treatment?
Yeah. Because the whole thing was that Desmond decided to focus on that bottle of scotch or whatever it is.
That was what drew him out for
Charlie. That was like something that he's like, that pinpointed, that's what I cannot ever become. I'll never reach that status.
Yeah. Like, and here it is. I have a whole bottle of it.
And
right
now I'm, after I save the world, after making all these choices,
Now I
get this bottle.
So maybe the bottle shows that now he deserves Penny if he can get rescued.
Yes.
That's very cool. I like that.
So it's
symbolism.
Like, it's totally one of those things where it's like, that's, because they show that scene at the beginning where he gets it.
Yeah.
When you watch it again and you watch it, you're like, oh, this is a big moment for him because it's showing that fate gave him this bottle that he was, you know,
going on the boat race actually had the end that he hoped it would.
Yeah.
Too bad that he's now lost somewhere.
Now we just need to see where the...
Oh, that's like the show.
We just need to see where the porn fits in.
Do you guys watch Extras? Television
sometime.
Show on HBO?
Sometimes.
Okay. David Bowie was on it a couple weeks back, and he did like an improvised song. Well,
was he a total dick? Like, was he David Bowie?
He was a total
Bowie?
Dick. Like, everyone that's on that show as themselves is a total a-hole.
That's awesome.
So David Bowie was on it, and the main character, Ricky Gervais, was like, talking to him in a pub, and Bowie apparently got fed up and sings this whole song about his character, about how he's a fat little man and he's going to get so depressed because he's useless and he's going to blow his brains out. It's an awesome song. "Pathetic little fat man."
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
"Pathetic little fat man" just got moved to number 2 on the Zinger charts after the McCutcheon burn, because that was an awesome burn. Dude pulls out 2 glasses. Pours one, tells him, "Oh, sorry, you can't have my whiskey or my daughter." Gulp. That was hot shit, dude.
But
"Pathetic
the
little fat man"
not,
was top of the charts
the
for a while.
But that he's not even worth.
Yeah,
that
you're not,
swallow.
You're not even. You're not even worth a swallow of this whiskey.
What about that out of sight reference?
That was cool too. I love
I know
that
you
movie.
Noticed that.
That was cool too. I love
Desmond,
that movie.
Desmond comes running out of the office building after just getting fired. Pulls off his tie and throws it to the ground, Clooney style.
Totally Clooney style. Doo-doo-doo. He must really like that movie.
Doo-doo-doo.
Desmond.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
You'll be on a rocket to the moon, and while you're there, get some of that green moon money from me, Royce McCutcheon. No deal, McCutcheon.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's from The Simpsons. They go to the franchise expo. I think Royce McCutcheon is the one that wants them to straighten people's picture frames in their homes.
Weird.
That was what I thought
so
of
do you
when
think
I saw
the Lost Riders.
Yeah, it must have been a nod. Homer says, "No deal, McCutcheon."
Check out this note.
I will.
They drink Guinness. That's a note. I seriously have nothing for this.
They drank it damn slowly too. I said, "What kind of Scotsman is he? One who savors his Guinness."
Let me ask you a question. What does sodding mean?
Fucking.
Is it seriously? Is it
a sod? A sod literally is a drunk. Uh-huh. SOD. and you can say like sawed off or you know, this sodding piece of shit, but pretty much it means you'd use it or you'd use fuck.
So Lost writers are getting away with something that's
well,
a little more
saucy. Well, it doesn't have the same impact, does it? I mean, it, culturally,
that's why they
swear words
in,
are different.
That's why they put it in all the time, though, because
yeah.
they
like,
know
what
it means.
We can
get
away with, like, bloody. We can say bloody, but it has a little bit more weight in England.
Yeah.
So, but, and I mean, shag, too, yeah. Shag is, like, and they say the C word all the time. We went over this on the blog
spot. The C word?
Yeah. Courtney Cox.
What? That's the C phrase?
That's the double C word.
Have we said the C word on the show? I think I have.
I'm not going to.
Why not? Because of Liz Lemon?
Because of Liz Lemon.
She'll be very upset.
I didn't see that episode yet. Oh, wait. It's Saturday. Yeah, God. That was a good episode.
You saw the commercial, though, right? The commercial mentioned it.
No, I saw it in the blurb.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the TiVo blurb.
Did they say the C word?
Yeah, in the TiVo blurb. It was like the best cunting show ever.
Awesome.
Come check it out. There, are you happy I said it?
So apparently, Make Your Own Kind of Music is the most popular song in English
in
pubs.
In England. It's played in everyone's pub.
God, like, I've never heard that song before.
You know what's funny is I heard it, and I was like, God, that song's awesome. I have to listen to it again. But I didn't think of how incongruous it was, and I definitely didn't think of that other thing you said, which was no wonder he plays it in the Hatch.
Yeah.
Because it reminds him of his local.
Yeah.
So
and that's what I was thinking. The thing about his flashback was that specific things from the Hatch would spark memories.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't think about what's going to happen next in the pub until he heard Make Your Own Kind of Music.
Yeah, exactly.
He noticed the 108 on the clock.
On the digital
like
clock.
And the 8:15, the guy said 8:15. Like, just stuff. Like, it was, I don't know. He was noticing it the way we notice the numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
And different things. So, yeah.
He was filling in for us.
Like, people going crazy when they heard the Make Your Own Kind of Music by Mama Cass in some commercial. Like, some Snickers commercial. It's like everyone went crazy. Oh my God, did you hear it? So
yeah.
It's like Desmond is a Lost
Desmond's
fan.
A Lost fan. That's pretty funny.
I have
he's gonna try to freeze frame his flashback.
Final note.
Hurley does I hope it's not like the final note in a Day in the Life. Because that would take a long time.
Hurley does crazy finger.
Oh yeah, he totally does. Cuckoo.
Yeah, is that strange for someone who hates being called
crazy?
Yeah.
It's a little hypocritical. Was he drunk at the time?
He was drunk, but what I'm thinking is, like, how crazy are you when Hurley's calling you crazy?
Yeah, you've gone over the line
there. You had an imaginary friend that you were chasing around the island, like...
A week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And he's crazy. Do you even remember what the context was?
Yeah. Desmond was crazy.
Desmond said he was going
to... Desmond was saying something to Charlie and...
Saying that the island wanted to kill him.
Something, and I don't remember.
Poor Charlie. I hope that doesn't happen. If they were going to kill him, they should have killed him when Ethan hung him. I mean, I love the character. Don't get me wrong, yeah. But that was super strong, and I really thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
And so to pull him back from that and then to kill him later, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you want to make a point about destiny not being something you can stop...
Yeah.
Then go ahead, make it. You know, what can I do? I just watch the show. I can't change it.
Yeah.
Fair enough, right?
You should try to change it.
I should. Try to affect the course of Lost.
I don't know.
So that's it.
That
like
was
you
my
said,
last
we don't
have
much we can say about the episode.
Yeah.
It happened, and it happened. Are you ready
so,
to go to...
Yeah, let's talk about next week on Lost.
Okay.
Coming up on Lost.
Using your eyes, you can see what section we're on now.
Stranger in a Strange Land, episode 3X09 of Lost, which is next week on Wednesday at
it's
10
just,
o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
It's just Sawyer reading the book the whole time.
Is that a book?
Yeah, it's a book by Heinlein. It's about a guy who's actually human but was raised by Martians.
I don't...
Like Tarzan.
I don't even know whose episode this is.
It sure looks like it's showing the Hydra, right?
Dude, I totally forgot about... What happened on the promo?
Jack is in
his
cage.
This chapter is worthless.
No, there's like Jack in his cage, and a whole bunch of others come up and talk to him. And like one of them is an older lady, and she's like,
"Oh, is that? Do we see Cindy?"
And we see Cindy, and
okay.
Jack's like, "What are you doing here?"
And she says, "We're observing."
And she's like all tripped out.
Yeah.
So and it said those ABC promos said, three of the biggest questions on Lost will be answered. One.
Where Cindy is.
Where's Cindy?
Where's the kids?
If where are the kids? Three. If a train leaves Chicago at 3 a.m. heading at night. I can't even remember. Yeah, where's Cindy? Yeah, that can't be one
who's,
of them.
Who, I don't even know whose episode it is. I didn't even look that up. Usually I look it up. It's Steve's episode?
Yeah.
Steve's dead.
Steve's a leave. I keep telling you. Scott's dead.
But when you say Steve's a leave, it makes me think that Steve is a leave
Steve has
the
left.
Building.
Steve's a leaving. I had to remind myself last night of when you're on Glissell, if I'm supposed to turn to the left or turn to the right. So I remember the left is the beft. The right is plight.
What are you talking about?
It's like, you know, these little tricks you got to do to remind yourself.
I know, but Steve's a leave can go either way because the word leave means go away.
That doesn't help you. I'm sorry about that.
I know.
It's like that.
I know that Steve's a leave.
What's that one about?
I figure
snakes. Out. Like red touches black, friend to Jack. Black touches white, poisonous bite. Something like that.
I have no idea.
Is that on next?
Is that one of the? Hopefully, that's one of the answers next week.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty. Yeah, that one works fine, and it's not even a rhyme. It's just, the righty does, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. But you have to know which way is your left.
I don't know, dudes. I don't know anything about next week's episode. I can't wait to talk about it on next week's show.
Did we? Jimmy's segment?
Did you forget the format again?
No, you're the one who said let's talk about Lost next.
What?
You're the one who said let's talk about next week on Lost.
And that's what we've been doing.
Yeah. So
and now that we're done with that, now we go to Jimmy's segment.
Okay.
That's the format.
That's what I'm saying.
Last week's, next week's, music, leaving.
Okay.
And then you all, everybody.
I have to come up with a mnemonic for that.
Oh, man. Do it.
Okay, so it's last
week. So we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out after the show. Okay, let's get to Jimmy's piece.
No, yeah, look forward to next week.
Yeah, next week. But let's get into music.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. Once again, it's Jimmy in Seattle, chiming in this week on our Desmond-centric episode. And I've got to say, I did like it all round. I like the character of Desmond. I like what he stands for particularly. The episode itself, well, it didn't really tell us anything, I think. It just gave us more questions, which is a bit of a fan problem, I think. I think people are getting frustrated with that. However, I still enjoyed it, and next week promises to be revealing. I will say musically, Desmond's episode was quite interesting, although I didn't have a hell of a lot to actually talk about, but we have, I think, truly identified now two themes that are firmly associated with the character.
So, if you love Penny, stop messing about and marry her.
Now, this track is called Bon Voyage, Traitor, and first made its appearance in season 2. I believe that it was more likely, the title at least, more likely applies to Michael, who of course did sail off as a traitor. But it does seem to have evolved into the Desmond Penny love theme, or heartbreak theme, however you want to put it. But this does appear to be their tune of choice. And here it is again.
Why? Why do you love me?
Because you're a good man. In my experience, they're pretty hard to come by.
Hey. Des. Where are you?
I'm right here.
And as you can tell, it's the same piece, just less instrumentation, but very nice. Poor Dez. Does anything go right for him? Ah, you just killed Kelvin. Desmond, you've pushed the button then. What do you mean you didn't push the button? That's a fun little blast from the past, because I have to say I've always personally really enjoyed that sequence. And also, if you listen to the background chords, the tone that they actually emanate is very similar to the buzzer. It's like the buzzer is emulated musically. If you go back about 4 or 5 Darmalar's episodes, you'll find we were talking about this very synthed-out cosmic power theme. This does seem to be Desmond's of a theme at present. And, well, it looks like I actually called it. I wasn't sure at first. I thought it may have been a variant of Locke's theme. And we look into that, so feel free to check it out. But you will notice that it's started to be repeated throughout the show, such as now. And now, just for a moment, forget the music altogether and listen to the dialogue, because I've got a real axe to grind here.
What happened? Echo is dead.
We found his body in the jungle. Buried him yesterday.
How did he die?
The island killed him.
What do you mean the island killed him?
What do you mean, the island killed him?
You know what it means.
And of course, all he had to say was, "Oh, the smoke monster killed him, next to the hatch that we discovered, the new one, with the TV screens, and the guy with the eye patch." And they'd have explained to Desmond all about the smoke monster, because I don't think he's seen it yet. And everybody might have understood a little more about what's going on, but no, don't worry about that. Carlton Damon, people are not that stupid. Okay. Anyway, that's me done for this week, I think. Shoutouts to all the fans who write in, all our friends, all our supporters. This is Jimmy in Seattle. Namaste.
All right.
Well, you had
you moved your hand.
Ready to go.
Sorry. Now we're done.
Thank you very much,
thanks,
Jimmy. As soon as I heard that Desmond theme pop in, it totally reminded me of the time Jimmy said, "Is this Desmond theme?"
He knew that it had been recurring a lot, and he didn't know
months ago.
Yeah, he didn't know who it had been assigned to yet, so that was cool.
So there you go.
I called Jimmy right before the show. Well, Ralph did the dialing, but I talked to him.
Yeah,
because I wanted to find out if he had any input on
Penny's voice.
On her accent, because I know for people from the Great Britain area, you can tell a lot about a person from their accent. And I knew that her accent didn't sound specifically to me like the kind of posh schoolgirl accent that I've heard before.
Or baby.
Or
sporty.
Or ginger. It wasn't the same kind of accent that I'm used to from any of those. So his best guess is she's somewhere from Kent. So
sweet.
Whatever that means.
Kent.
Ralph said Clark Kent?
If there's any listeners from England, give us a call on the Dharma line and let us know.
Jimmy was just taking a stab in the dark. He doesn't know.
Or the actress. Who's the actress that plays Penelope? Have her call in.
Have her call
in. You fucking tell me where you are.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm from Kent.
All right.
I don't know why she was apologizing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't say it on the show. Bangers and mash. I'm sure I'm doing a lot of accent jokes. I hope I'm not offending any accents out there.
Yeah.
Silence.
I hope you aren't either.
Oh, that's better.
I really hope you aren't offending anybody.
You gonna go see Ghost Rider tonight?
I have been trying to get out of here. Let's do this.
All right. Well,
no, let's not sign up yet. Okay. We'll say our goodbyes. We'll talk about what's coming up next week. What's coming up next week? I turned 30.
Yay!
Yahoo! Ben is still gonna be 30.
I'll be 30 next
be
week.
Be happy that you're still 30.
Oh God, I'm like a spring chicken.
I'm sure it should happen. I'm still 29 for a day.
For a day. Well, not much coming up, I guess. I mean, more Lost, more of our other favorite TV shows.
Yeah.
Daylight Savings is earlier this year, just so you guys know.
An hour earlier?
Yes. During Daylight Savings, everything will be an hour earlier. It'll cancel out. No, it starts on March 11th. And that's apparently supposed to be effing up a lot of computers. Not Macs, of course. Not Macs, of course.
Guess what will not be in the mail by March 11th?
Your Gargantua.
Which came out February 7th.
Hooray!
Mike Allred, I know you're not listening, but fucking get on the ball and send me one.
I got something from Amazon today.
Ooh, what'd you get?
I don't know. Maybe you'll find out when you open it, big boy.
Sweet Matrix box set. I need to get that.
Yeah, I'm not fucking giving you your birthday present until you buy mine.
I won't. I will buy yours. I just bought two. I'd have paid you back.
I told you that's not the. That's
There's
not
a
the
thing
point.
That happens every year where me and Ben sit down at our big party and we open up a present that's the same shape as each other's, and we're very surprised that we got each other the exact same thing.
And it's what it comes down to is it's something that we probably would have gotten for ourselves, but maybe it's a little too expensive or a little too obscure, or we already
have it. Last year was the Naked Gun trilogy. The year before that was Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah. It's a total coincidence every year.
Every year it's a coincidence.
It's just a planned coincidence.
If you guys want to talk about coincidences
or plans,
call us on the Dharma line at 206-338-4261. We have like 3 calls this week.
Come on, guys. Give us a call.
Two of them are from new listeners.
Oh, well, that's good.
Or first-time callers, I should say. And the third
long-time listeners,
I think, is also from someone who hasn't called them. Well, call us, guys.
Give us a call.
Seriously. I thought everyone was excited.
Spat off with a take. Yeah, I mean, we didn't have much to talk about this week, but I'm sure maybe other people were like, oh, my God, can you believe that, you know, time travel?
Yeah, the lady that plays Penelope. It's 206-338-4261.
Seriously, call us and apologize for being from Kent.
Yeah. Dharmalars@gmail.com is our email address.
Use your hands.
Use our
check
hands
out the internet.
To type that.
And see us at myspace.com/dharmalars.
If you're Daniel Day-Lewis, you can strap on your Wiimote to your ankle and ride us that way, because the internet browser's now working on the Wii.
You know, dude, I wanted to let you know that Daniel Day-Lewis is actually fully functional. He's got
okay. Can I tell you something?
Control of all of
can
his
I tell you
parts.
Something?
Yeah.
You know. Ava Mendez did not know how to drive before she starred in The Fast and the Furious 2. Now she knows how to drive, so she can probably still use that skill to this day. So Daniel Day-Lewis is now
super powerful in his left foot?
Yes.
Because he was already
his left
regular
foot.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Wow.
MySpace.com/Dharmalars. Yeah. DharmalarsPodcast.blogspot.com.
Yeah. Write us a note, crack back, let us know what you're thinking.
A crack back?
Crack back, dude. Like, we crack out, and then they crack back.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I didn't know I was cracking
out.
It's
like a shout out, but more of a crack. What I'm saying is mail me some crack.
DharmaLars@gmail.com. Email us some crack. That goes in my bong lap.
Yeah, seriously. Tell your mom.
We'll get a picture. Maybe we can do a cell phone picture of that.
That would be the appropriate medium, I think.
Yeah, because it's easiest.
Well, okay, you're going to go see Ghost Rider. I'm going to go home and weep.
Go see Ghost Rider with us. Come on. Ooh.
But I want him.
You want him.
Well, we'll decide that off.
Are you having is it a difficult decision in your head?
It is.
Does it feel like your skull's on fire?
It feels like my skull's on fire, but I'm okay.
All right, guys.
Do you have a movie to go out on, or should I give you one?
I just did.
Was that it?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that can't count.
Give me a movie.
Don't be stupid.
Metropolis.
Metropolis, again, this guy over here.
Empire Strikes Back.
The Empire? Okay. All right, guys. Well, thanks again, Ryan, for keeping an eye on the boards. And thanks, Jimmy, for your piece. And everyone else out there listening, thanks for listening. And drop us a line, give us a call, and we'll see you next week. Hasta la vista.
Then I'll see you in hell.
Right
they said hell in a Star Wars movie.
Like right after fight. That script supervisor line I love so much.
Call title freeze before you reach the first marker.
Such a throwaway. It's like, I swear to God, like the guy forgets his line and like, the script supervisor reads it.
You all, everybody.
Oh, yeah, you all, everybody.
Later on, guys.
Hey guys, this is Chris from Florida. I've been thinking about Sun's pregnancy. I called in a couple of other podcasts, and they seem to think that I'm crazy. But, you know, Sun was kidnapped. We think Charlie did that. And then we found out Sun was pregnant. Hey, we've got this fertility doctor. She seems to be working miracles. Perhaps she has something to do with Sun's pregnancy. That's just an idea, and I think it's a good one. So, thanks a lot. Keep up the podcast.
Hey, fellas, it's Jared from Omaha. I am a new listener, and I got to tell you, you guys kick ass. It's refreshing to hear, you know, basically you guys, you know, have no boundaries, and it's good to hear, you know, I'm rambling here. You guys kick ass. Keep up the great work. Your guy in Seattle with the music bit, you know, it's a nice addition to the podcast, and you guys rock. I'll be in touch. Peace.
Hi, I thought you might be interested in knowing what Ben said when he was speaking to Juliet. I could not make out the first one, but the second one I am 99% sure. He says, Jacob would want you to help them, Juliet. I'd be interested in knowing that. Anyhow, this is Sherry from Indiana. Bye.